Book 3, Chapter 10, Concerning the Festivals, and How Each Day of Such Festival is to be Observed. The law requires that out of the public expenses a lamb of the first year be killed every day, at the beginning and at the ending of the day. But on the seventh day, which is called the Sabbath, they kill two, and sacrifice them in the same manner. At the new moon, they both perform the daily sacrifices and slay two bulls with seven lambs of the first year, and the kid of the goats also, for the expiations of sins, that is, if they have sinned through ignorance. But on the seventh month, which the Macedonians call Hyperbereteus, they make an addition to those already mentioned, and sacrifice a bull, a ram, and seven lambs, and a kid of the goats for sins. On the tenth day of the same lunar month, they fast till the evening, and this day they sacrifice a bull, and two rams, and seven lambs, and a kid of the goats for sins. And besides this, they bring two kids of the goats, the one of which is sent alive out of the limits of the camp into the wilderness for the scapegoat, and to be an expiation for the sins of the whole multitude. But the other is brought into a place of great cleanness within the limits of the camp, and is there burnt with its skin without any sort of cleansing. With this goat was burnt a bull, not brought by the people, but by the high priest, at his own charges, which, when it was slain, he brought of the blood into the holy place, together with the blood of the kid of the goats, and sprinkled the ceiling with his finger seven times, as also its pavement, and again as often toward the most holy place, and about the golden altar. He also at last brings it into the open court, and sprinkles it about the great altar. Besides this, they set the extremities, and the kidneys, and the fat, with the lobe of the liver upon the altar. The high priest likewise presents a ram to God as a burnt offering. Upon the 15th day of the same month, when the season of the year is changing for winter, the law enjoins us to pitch tabernacles in every one of our houses, so that we preserve ourselves from the cold of that time of the year, as also that when we should arrive at our own country, and come to that city which we should have then for our metropolis, because of the temple therein to be built, and keep a festival for 8 days, and offer burnt offerings, and sacrifice thank offerings, that we should then carry in our hands a branch of myrtle, and willow, and a bough of the palm tree, with the addition of the palm citron. That the burnt offering on the first of those days was to be a sacrifice of 13 bulls, and 14 lambs, and 15 rams, with the addition of a kid of the goats, as an expiation for sins, and on the following days the same number of lambs, and of rams, with the kids of the goats, but abating one of the bulls every day till they amounted to 7 only. On the 8th day all work was laid aside, and then, as we said before, they sacrificed to God a bullock, a ram, and 7 lambs, with a kid of the goats, for an expiation of sins. And this is the accustomed solemnity of the Hebrews when they pitch their tabernacles. In the month of Xanthicus, which is by us called Nisan, and is the beginning of our year, on the 14th day of the lunar month, when the sun is in Aries, for in this month it was that we were delivered from bondage under the Egyptians, the law ordained that we should every year slay that sacrifice which I before told you we slew when we came out of Egypt, and which was called the Passover. And so we do celebrate this Passover in companies, leaving nothing of what we sacrifice till the day following. The feast of unleavened bread succeeds that of the Passover, and falls on the 15th day of the month, and continues 7 days, wherein they feed on unleavened bread, on every one of which days 2 bulls are killed, and 1 ram, and 7 lambs. Now these lambs are entirely burnt, besides the kid of the goats which is added to all the rest, for sins, for it is intended as a feast for the priest on every one of those days. But on the 2nd day of unleavened bread, which is the 16th day of the month, they first partake of the fruits of the earth, for before that day they do not touch them. And while they suppose it proper to honor God, from whom they obtain this plentiful provision, in the first place, they offer the first fruits of their barley, and that in the manner following. They take a handful of the ears and dry them, then beat them small, and purge the barley from the bran. They then bring one-tenth deal to the altar, to God, and, casting one handful of it upon the fire, they leave the rest for the use of the priest. And after this it is that they may publicly or privately reap their harvest. They also, at this participation of the first fruits of the earth, sacrifice a lamb as a burnt offering to God. When a week of weeks has passed over after this sacrifice, which weeks contain 49 days, on the 50th day, which is Pentecost, but is called by the Hebrews Asartha, which signifies Pentecost, they bring to God a loaf, made of wheat flour, of 2/10 deals, with leaven. And for sacrifices they bring 2 lambs, and when they have only presented them to God, they are made ready for supper for the priests, nor is it permitted to leave anything of them till the day following. They also slay 3 bullocks for a burnt offering, and 2 rams and 14 lambs with 2 kids of the goats for sins. Nor is there any one of the festivals, but in it they offer burnt offerings. They also allow themselves to rest on every one of them. Accordingly, the law prescribes in them all what kinds they are to sacrifice, and how they are to rest entirely, and must slay sacrifices in order to feast upon them. However, out of the common charges, baked bread was set on the table of show bread, without leaven, of 24/10 deals of flour, for so much is spent upon this bread. 2 heaps of these were baked. They were baked the day before the Sabbath, but were brought into the holy place on the morning of the Sabbath, and set upon the holy table, 6 on a heap, 1 loaf still standing over against another, where 2 golden cups full of frankincense were also set upon them. And there they remained till another Sabbath, and then other loaves were brought in their stead, while the loaves were given to the priests for their food, and the frankincense was burnt in that sacred fire, wherein all their offerings were burnt also. And so other frankincense was set upon the loaves instead of what was there before. The high priest also, of his own charges, offered a sacrifice, and that twice every day. It was made of flour mingled with oil, and gently baked by the fire. The quantity was 1/10 deal of flour. He brought the half of it to the fire in the morning, and the other half at night. The account of these sacrifices I shall give more accurately hereafter, but I think I have premised what for the present may be sufficient concerning them.